pattered out clerk of the course of the rally. A slight difference in the thing today with this the top car show, but it's been a good day for the launch of the rally.
Yeah, just we diversified a little bit, John, from the normal rally car scenario in that we have a selection of motor cars from all different branches of the sport and just some ordinary super road cars here. Pat Caulfield in the club has kindly organised a display of some of the finest supercars in the country. There's beside us here at the moment a Ford GT40, probably one of the most expensive road cars on the road here in Ireland.
I know, and Pat was saying that he almost told me he was nearly afraid to drive it when he was bringing it down from Dublin because it wouldn't fit in a transporter. But, you know, he said a difficult car to drive and not exactly one that you would bring out on the road that often. But looking forward to the start of September. It's been a very busy year for the club this year with a forestry rally to add into the mix of what they've done. A very successful sprint up in Kiltorkin. It's been a busy year for the club.
Yeah, it's been a busy year. It's been a successful year so far. We've had numerous very successful events, but obviously the two-day rally now in September is the big one, and obviously we want to make it as successful as it has been in the past. We're delighted to be back here in the Riverbank House Hotel as main sponsors of the event for this year again. Very much looking forward to their help and support over the weekend of the 6th and 7th of September. Entries are coming in there as we speak at the moment, coming in thick and fast. We have our usual huge interest from across the water. We seem to attract a huge number of competitors from England, Wales and probably Scotland and indeed down from the north as well, I suppose, as a measure of how popular the event is.
And also this year, where the club tried the online entry early on in the year for the one of the earlier rallies, and it's working well this year. Being able to keep an eye on how the website has been busy, you can see the number of people that are actually logging on for the online entry. It's been a success for this.
Yeah, well, I suppose internet being what it is nowadays, everybody is living by the internet and mobile phones and what have you, and we decided it was time to make a break for it and give it a go. We tried it with the forestry, and I think the ratio of entries received online towards hard copy coming through the post was probably about 60-40, but what came online was very successful, so we decided now to take it one step further and do everything online for the rally, and so far it seems to be working well.
The actual layout of the rally this year is going to be done the same, 8 stages Saturday, 8 stages Sunday as before, 2 stages done twice and then on to the next stages again.
Yeah, same format again, John, 4 stages repeated twice each. Saturday we're going to be up north at a county up north of Enniscorthy, looking at base and the service area in Enniscorthy there, and 2 stages in the morning and different 2 in the afternoon done twice each. Sunday then back down south to the county again, base in the service area here in Wexford in the race course hopefully, and stages down around Tagoat, Tecumseh, Maidlas in the morning, and moving on then to I suppose probably one of the most popular stages in the county as far as competitors are concerned, and that's on to Fort Mountain in the afternoon in Clearystown.
Talking to Pat Caulfield earlier on, it's nearly as far as clubman and non-national events, it's probably one of the most famous stages nearly after Miles Gap. It's where in the late 70s, early 80s, everybody went to see it. Some people regard it as a classic stage, and it'd be good to see the rally back there again.
Yeah, it's certainly with regard to the stage itself, it certainly is regarded as a classic amongst regular competitors here in Wexford, and it's a perennial question that I've been asked from numerous competitors is when are we going back to do Fort Mountain again. So yeah, it is ranked with one of the best, as one of the best probably in the country.
And going back to my earliest memories of it as a competitor 25, 26 years ago, it was the start-off stage of the rally. This year we're keeping it to last, keeping the best to last like a good wine.
Keeping the best to last, John, yeah, and hopefully it'll be successful, but yeah, looking forward to it.
Initially, I presume you will be talking about some of the entries that you're expecting up in the top end of it, Eamon Boland to defend the title.
Well, as I said, entries are coming in there at the moment, so it's Karen will be taking a loss, so I'm only the clerk of the course, I won't be told things like that until the last minute, but entries are coming taken fast, so we'll have to wait and see.
Over the last year especially, there was sometimes we've had rallies that have been won nearly on the first part of day one. Last year was quite nip and tuck. Presumably you want to see an entry that will it will leave it till the mountain to see who's going to take the honours.
Yeah, well, certainly there was a fantastic battle there between Eamon and Garrett McHale last year, and I mean Sunday morning, like the gap was varying between 13 to 18 seconds down as far as 8 or 9 seconds and up and down, so it was quite close right up to the very end, and it's nice to have it that way, and it keeps it interesting for everyone and keeps everyone on their toes right up to the very end.
Well, Gareth last year saw it as part of his build-up for Rally Ireland for the following November, which was only, say, 10, 12 weeks down the line after it. With Rally Ireland not being that far after it again this year, would you could see some of the big names maybe using it as a preparation again?
Yeah, we would like to think so. I mean, it's a two-day format event, so it's an opportunity for them to do quite a bit of testing if they so wish. And I mean, as far as Eamon and Garrett were concerned there, I mean, Eamon and Garrett have had some very, very close battles there right throughout the year, so I'm sure there might be a bit of personal pride at stake possibly as well. We'd like to think that they would come back and have a go at one another again, I suppose, for the want of a better word.
And this year we're looking at Eamon being up at the top of the pile in the National Championship, where he's really type of had a very good year, and coming into this type of, he would be coming in on a bit of a high.
I'm sure Eamon has to be on a high at this stage. I mean, there's nobody in the country deserves a Tarmac Championship crown more than Eamon. I mean, he's been a staunch supporter of that championship now for as long as I can remember, a good 20, 25 years. And I mean, he's on the brink of a breakthrough there now at the moment. And he really just needs to score a few points on two remaining rounds. But I suppose without counting your chickens before they hatch, I think we certainly have a champion in the making at the moment.
This time last year we were talking about him as a podium finish, and as we're saying, Wexford, even though Wexford won't count towards it, he'd be looking at maybe one or two rallies after to actually cement the champion, or possibly even be champion by Wexford comes around.
Well, with Ulster coming up now in a couple of weeks' time, we'd like to think, I suppose, that he would have the championship sewn up by Wexford, so who knows?
It would make it an extra special celebration for Wexford if we could crown him as winner of Wexford, and in the knowledge that he is national champion as well.
It would be nice, yeah, it would be nice.
Put it this way, you've a lot of work to do in the next 5 weeks. It started 50 weeks ago, presumably, but this is just a welcome distraction away from things today, just to get away from the bookwork of a rally.
Yeah, well, it's a distraction, certainly. I wouldn't say a welcome one. It's nice to see the crowd here and see the support that you're likely to have from a club point of view. It's great to see all the club men with their cars here on display, and the support from not just the club members but the general public and themselves. So, you know, it'd be nice to think that it's a measure of the support that we're going to receive over the weekend of the event. But certainly from a bookwork point of view, it's just... I mean, I have a lot of book work to do still that I could be doing instead of being out here. But it's a year long job nearly. You're at little things the whole time.
And finally, the one thing, just before we finish up, any rally needs marshals. Presumably, there's the perennial call out as any year. If you have any interest in the sport at all and you want to see it, do the bit to help it organise well.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I don't run the event. It's a club event. Every club member has a bit of a duty there to give us a dig out, but as you said, John, you know, Marshalls is the perennial rally call. I mean, we're looking at giving one man one job, needing somewhere in the region of probably 500 to 600 people to run this event over the weekend, and that's a huge undertaking for anyone to try and gather that number of bodies together.
Cheers, Pat. I'll let you back to it.
Thanks, John.